What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Yep. Back at it once again. You know, we learned a lot in week one, but I wouldn't say we learned too much. You know, I'm always going to sit down and say, you know, we don't learn enough until weeks three or four, right? But hey, we're diving into it today. Welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you have not followed us on our Instagram at Bach Fantasy Talk, I highly recommend you do. And with that, let's just go ahead and dive into week one. Got my voice back this week, so feeling a lot better. I had the privilege of watching, you know, about the first half, a little bit deeper into that, of the Cowboys-Eagles game. I did not watch the rest of it, but obviously it didn't seem like I missed much because no one really scored. I know CeeDee Lamb dropped four balls. Pickens really didn't have a great game. Ferguson's still going to be a little bit of a lower tier tight end one option. Obviously, Javonte Williams is a play from here on out. Miles Sanders, yes, he had four carries for 53 yards. One of them was for 49, so those numbers are very skewed. Other than that, I heard Dak played a great game. From what I watched, he played a great game on a couple of great drives, and Javonte Williams was lucky enough to punch some in the end zone. Eagles side of the ball, obviously Hurts got rushing touchdowns, no passing touchdowns. I said before the year, actually I didn't have this podcast for the year, I said not on the podcast that A.J. Brown was not going to be a good pick, and he was not. I feel like Devontae Smith was still good. I think, you know, you're going to be very disappointed in A.J. Brown last week. I think he's due for a big week this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Goddard did pretty well. I would not expect that to sustain 11 points per week, but it's something obviously to monitor and a guy to keep on your bench. Saquon, good enough. You'll take it. Caught a couple of passes, which you like to see. It looks like you've got about 18 points, and not bad. Obviously, Hurts had that high quarterback game, as you expected. Chiefs, Chargers, I had the privilege of watching this whole game. I thought Herbert played absolutely amazing. The Omarion Hampton hate has to go. There is zero reason for hate on him. I'm telling you, he's going to be a great back in this league. He needs some time. A little tough matchup week one against the Chiefs. They'll be running the ball a little bit more. Herbert, again, played excellent. I'm a 131.7 pass rating, and we keep nailing that. Quentin Johnson, I'm not going to overreact and be like, hey, Quentin Johnson, Michael Pittman, Keon Coleman had great weeks, but I'm going to say they are definitely worth a waiver wire pickup. Ladd McConkey, I think you should expect that about every game. Keenan Allen, that may be a late round steal that we're going to get there. He played pretty well. He got open a lot. Obviously, he's kind of familiar with Justin Herbert, so that's what you like. Mahomes, good enough game, ran the ball pretty efficiently. I think a lot of players, just from what I've been watching, are being told, if you can tuck in and run and get 10 yards, hell, tuck in and run and get 10 yards. I think we're going to see that a lot more. I think we're going to see defenses change and evolve in that. I think the league's evolving. Kelsey, not sustainable. Do not get over yourself. I thought he had a better game than two catches and 47 yards. Xavier Worthy went down. Speaking of Kelsey, actually two catches and one injured teammate's pretty bad. Looks like Hollywood Brown's going to be the pickup of this week. I think Hollywood Brown essentially stepped into what the game plan was going to be for Xavier Worthy. Very disappointing, because if you got Xavier Worthy before the Rashee Rice suspension was announced, you thought you got a steal. Gets hurt week one, nothing you can do against that. Bucks-Falcons, I could go into this game, but I'm honestly so exhausted of seeing stuff on the internet, I don't really want to talk about it. I'll talk about the Bucks, and then I'll get to the Falcons real quick and finish that. Baker did not look good at all. From a quarterback perspective, it could be with Liam Cohen leaving. However, he did have a good enough fantasy game to where obviously you will take it. It looks like he got about, I don't know how your league scores, but I'd say about 20 points. Bucky, he caught the receiving touchdown, so that worked out nice for him. Buka, I said he should be played last week. He is going to be a play from here on out, especially until Chris Godwin comes back. I think this is Mike Evans' last year on the Buccaneers. I do believe he gets 1,000 yards. He's still going to produce at a high level. Backfield's Bucky Irving. Don't even worry about Rashad White. He's a handcuff. Falcons side of the ball, Penix looked really good. He looked amazing, I thought. You know, I think the Falcons have their quarterback for the future. I think that's what this game proved. Falcons had no ability to run the ball. Obviously, you picked Bijan Robinson first overall. He still had 22 points through the air, and he only had 2 points on the ground. That should change at some point. I think with the loss of Caleb McGarry, it kind of changes play calling and not running right to the more running up to the middle. I still believe they should run behind Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry. I still don't think it's bad to run behind Bergeron and Jake Matthews as well. I think Musial played fine. I thought Vita Vea was kind of controlling the game at the line of scrimmage. I think Kadarrell Hodge needs to look for the ball when he's a receiver and not on special teams. I also think that we need to be able to generate pressure from rushing four. I think play calling has to be better. I think Raheem Morris is an awful coach and should get fired. I've been saying that since he got hired. I don't think it was a good hire. Honestly, Bill Belichick probably should be the coach, but that's a really long conversation for another day. Too many dropped interceptions from the Falcons. They need to get more sacks, not from their nickel cornerback and their second inside linebacker. Browns, Bengals took the Browns to upset. They should have upset. I'm not worried about this Bengals offense at all. Chase Brown would have liked to see more receiving work. P. Ryan stole a couple catches, but Chase Brown got every carry in the backfield, so that is nothing to be worried about. Burrow's fine. You took T. Higgins in the second. You took Jamar Chase in the first. Nothing you can do. Just one of those games. I said the Browns would keep it close, so the Browns are going to cover. They absolutely did. Flacco, not great, but not awful. He's going to keep that quarterback position until they start losing games and people are going to lose it. It's either going to go to Gabriel or Shadur. Probably should be Shadur right now, but Flacco didn't look awful. But if you have Dylan Sampson, he looks like one of the waiver wire pickups of the week. 8 targets for 64 yards, 8 yards per catch. Judy, not an awful game. He'll still be a great play with Joe Flacco. Harold Fannin Jr., I would not overreact just because Njoku's still there, but if they're going to run a lot of two tight end sets, hell, might as well do that. Look at snap counts. The Browns. That's very intriguing with the tight ends. Fannin played 72% of the snaps, and Njoku played 84%. Yeah, that's pretty legit. That's definitely sustainable. Definitely something to monitor there. Dolphins-Colts. I think what Mike McDaniel said, that if this is the worst game we play, I can see how you can learn from this game. I think the Dolphins roster is amazing on paper, but they never pan out. I think Mike McDaniel is fired by week 6. Still think this roster should be better. I don't know how they're bad every year. Tua didn't look great. Tyreek's frustrated. Something has to click. I just feel like this team's just going to click at some point and get going. Either if McDaniels is fired, they figure out what went wrong. This team should not be bad. But they have no sense of direction. Like, they have no sense of direction, but they should not be bad. A-Chain did not have an awful game. Worth a late first-round pick, early second, and he had about 16 points. He'll take that. Not buying on the Colts hype. I'd be a little frustrated if Daniel Jones got those 2 rushing touchdowns and Jonathan Taylor's my running back selling it without 12 points. I told Hughes earlier, the Pittman stuff, it could be sustainable. It couldn't. I think if Daniel Jones is the quarterback, it could be a little bit more sustainable than I think. I think Tyler Warren is the number one option in that offense in the receiving game, and he was the steal of the draft. I think he has the potential. He will finish as a top 3 tight end. Raiders. Geno, man, he slung that ball. 24. He averaged 10.6 yards per pass. That's pretty good. That's really good, actually, per attempt. That's really good. Geno looked good, man. Shout out to Geno. Gentile will get it going at some point. I heard the run blocking was terrible. When I keep saying I heard, it means because I don't watch this game because I'm watching the Falcons game. Brock Bowers got injured. If he's injured, Michael Myers should be a play. Jacoby Myers, like I said, he's been a play all along. Very good pick in the 7th round. Drake May, I won't give up on him yet. I think he needs a little bit more time. Trayvon Henderson was way more efficient than Ramondre Stevenson. Will Campbell also got destroyed by Max Crosby, so that will be interesting to watch. Hunter Henry's a play. Diggs seems to be a play. At least Trayvon Henderson caught 6 balls from a fantasy perspective. That's pretty good. The Kayshon Bush, I have no idea. It looks like he had a good game. I'm not expecting that to be sustainable at all. Shout out to Harold Landry III. 2.5 sacks. He was on the Titans when Frable coached. Cardinals-Saints. Be very concerned if I was a James Conner owner, and I am. So I have to find a way to get Trey Benson. However, Marvin Harrison had a pretty good game. So McBride, that's not awful. Maybe not worth the 3rd round tag, but think there's a lot of hope. I think the Cardinals are going to be one of the sneaky teams that sneak in the playoffs. They have no sense of direction, but it's very interesting to see how the Cardinals fish. They are very under the radar, I don't know if this is the right wording, but non-talked about media team. I guess fly under the radar is the way of saying it. Rattler, man, that's not a good stat line. Averaging, it looks like 4.7 yards an attempt, if that's right. I don't even know if that's right, but that's pretty bad. Pretty bad. Threw the ball 46 times. There's no sense of direction with the Saints right now. It's a throwaway year. I mean, play Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave and Kamara at your own risk. I guess you kind of have to play Kamara with the lack of running backs. Probably Breece Hall was a better pick. Speaking of Breece Hall, I thought Fields looked really good. I think Fields is going to be a great fantasy play because the Steelers are a really good team defensively. And offensively, they showed they were a pretty good team too. Shout out A-Rod. Still slinging that, Jimmy. Jonnu Smith, 5 catches, 15 yards. Average 3 yards a catch. That's crazy. Had a touchdown, though. The good old Arthur Smith jet sweep. DK, maybe not be concerned, but I think when he doesn't have Sauce Gardner on, it would be very interesting. Garrett Wilson, pretty good. Other than that, there's no other receiving options on that team. Braylon Allen was very inefficient. Didn't get any receiving work. Breece Hall could be one of the steals of the draft this year. Giants, Commanders, it seemed like every time I looked over, I saw Malik Nabers jumping for a ball. 12 targets, 5 catches. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Russ is still the quarterback. Man, Giants should play better. When you can't run the ball, though, there's nothing you do. Too many guys in that backfield. Tracy, Singletary, and Scataboo. Didn't seem like he did much. I think that backfield just, you can't touch it right now. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt seems like a play. I don't know if Eckler is hurt or he's just washed, but it seems like Eckler is going to slowly fall down that depth chart. Debo, man, popped out and show him. 10 targets. I told you Terry McLaurin was to be off to a slow start. That's what happens when guys sit off and be selfish about their contract when they have 2 years left on their deal. They're going to start off slow. I told you that. Keep playing Debo for a little bit. Chuba Hubbard, not bad. I heard Chuba Hubbard, man, was going out there and balling. I heard Tet was doing pretty well. Man, Bryce Young did not look good. Panthers, no sense of direction for the future. Be very concerned. Jaguars starting to show a little bit of hope. ETN ran the ball very well. He did have a 71-yard run. So you take that away, that's 15 carries for 70 yards. 6 yards attempt? No, my math's way wrong. A little under 5 yards. Still very efficient. ETN's the back. Tank Bigsby got traded to Philadelphia. My thoughts on that, yes, thank you for asking. A great backup, better than Will Shipley in Philadelphia. Give Saquon, he's starting to get a little bit older, a little bit more time off the knees. But ETN's through the roof, could be one of the steals of the draft. Should have been a little bit higher, honestly, in my opinion. However, I think the Jaguars are in a pretty good sense of direction. I think they have a chance to win the South. Still think the Titans have a chance to win the South. Obviously, it was not that great of a debut for Cam Ward. You got to give him time. I think you got to give the man time. A couple drop balls. I don't think anybody in this offense is worth playing. Maybe besides Tony Pollard if you need RB2 later. RJ Harvey had one long run. Dobbins got a lot more of the carry, so it looks like it's Dobbins from here on out. Man, Bo Nix has to play better. I told you Courtland Sutton's going to be good. Evan Engram should be playing better. Bo Nix got to play better. He is very well coached, so I think he'll figure it out. Purdy, all of these guys already hurt. Kittle's on IR. I think just get the backup. I guess it's Jake Tongas or Luke Farrell. Do your research on that. Looks like Ricky Pearsall is going to be a play from here on out. TMC's going to get a lot of work. I guess his calf's fine. He had about 22 points. Let's see how much longer he stays healthy. Niners, again, I picked them to win the West, but it looks like it's going to be one of those years again where the injuries kill him. JSN, he got more than half the targets, more than half the receptions. He was worth a third-round pick. Cooper Kupp's not worth it. Looks like Kenneth Walker may lose the job. Going to be an interesting year in Seattle. Looks like a transition year. We'll see if Sam Darnold's there next year. They go with Milrow later in the season, or if they draft a quarterback. I think they're a team to look at drafting a quarterback. Goff, 31 for 39, which isn't awful. It's highly accurate, but obviously 13 points is not good. Threw a touchdown to the man named Isaac DeSella. I think he was the guy who was balling out in the preseason. Shout out to him getting his first touchdown. Jimmy gets 10 receptions on 31 yards. That's crazy. He's going to be very, very good this year. Has a chance to finish as the RB1. Obviously, David Montgomery, all these guys will be fine. It's very tough to play that Packers team with all that momentum and at home. They played a heck of a game. I heard Love made a couple throws and it was a little bit underthrown, but I mean the Packers are just a hell of a team. And it's hard to win there. It's really hard, especially losing Ben Johnson. I think losing Ben Johnson's a little bit overblown by the media, but I still don't think that's a bad thing. Josh Jacobs, not the best game. I don't know, he had a touchdown. Never mind. He's fine. About 13, 14 points, not bad. Receiver room is still very, very difficult to monitor. I don't even know how to touch it. I think you just stay away from it. And Matthew Golden only caught one ball, so I think you're completely fine. with staying away from just that whole situation besides Josh Jacobs. It's a really well-rounded football team, but it's not a good fantasy team. Man, Texans are not a well-rounded team. That's rough. This receiving chart, how many guys caught a pass? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys got a target. Rough. Nick Chubb's the leading back. Damian Pierce is somehow still there. It's a weird offense. It's going to take time. O-line's awful. If Stafford's in, Puka's a play. Devon Adams, he'll be fine, but Puka's definitely a play. Kyren, prove me wrong. Wish my boy Jarquez Hunter could be out there, but not bad. That's just kind of a weird game. Rams, Texans, one of those weird 4 o'clocks. Ravens, Bills. Zay Flowers should have been a higher pick. You got to start picking guys, better offenses. I mean, he's cleared the guy. And I was not a huge fan of Mark Andrews coming in this year. Derrick Henry, man, he's still got it. He could break LT's record. He has the second most touchdowns ever. He has a chance to break Emmitt Smith, honestly, at this rate. Keon Coleman, I don't know if this is sustainable at all because they were down throwing the ball. Something to watch. Definitely something to watch. James Cook is lucky he got in the end zone. He's still got a couple balls. I think, you know, if this offense has to throw the ball this game like they did, Josh Allen threw it 46 times, it's going to be an awesome offense to watch. It's going to be curious, you know, when they play the Jets and the Dolphins, it's not two great teams, what they're going to have to do. But, I mean, obviously Josh Allen, from what I have the third round, I put him in the third, took him in the second pick of the third round. I'm pretty ecstatic right now. J.J. McCarthy, I'm not going to sit here and say that I think he had a great debut. But what I am going to say is I like how the Vikings changed up their play calling in the second half. And I think that's a very good sign for J.J. McCarthy. Is instead of, you know, these screens and these runs, they start pushing the ball downfield a little bit more. I think that's what this offense should be. I think it's what it's designed to do. I think it's what Kyle got comfortable with. Great coaching in the second half by Minnesota. And, hell, they gave Bears a touchdown too. I mean, he handed it to him. That could have been three. So, shout out Minnesota fighting through adversity, getting a good win. Wish Colson Loveland did a little bit better. I mean, you picked this guy with the 10th overall pick. Why is he not getting the ball more? We're not picking a guy 10th overall to block. That's what you pay guys like Charlie Warner, $6 million to do. Caleb Williams ran the ball. That's what matters. It looks like he got about 25. I heard 25 points, so that's pretty good. I think Chicago will be fine. I think it's obviously Caleb Williams was the unanimous number one overall pick for a reason. The offense will be fine. It's the start of a great future for Chicago. It's just, unfortunately, it's a tough start because they were very much controlling that game in the first half. And they just didn't. They just didn't do anything in the second half. They didn't. The offense didn't go down and be like, all right, we're going to end this game. They just didn't. And that's what kills you. That's what kills you in the NFL. You got to go down and take it. Commanders-Packers is going to be an awesome game. Sweet game. Like I said, Debo should be out there. JCM could be a play. I think the Packers are going to obviously win. I think Tucker Kraft is still a play. Jaden Daniels, they play. Obviously, Josh Jacobs. Be an awesome Thursday night game. Be a great game to watch. Jaguars-Bengals. ETN should be out there. Trevor Lawrence. I don't know if Travis Hunter. I could see him scoring a touchdown this week. I just don't think he's worth the fantasy play right now until they kind of get him going. BTJ will be fine. T-Law's a play this week, 100% against the Bengals if you need a guy. Obviously, Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, T. I'm not even going to start staying the obvious. Obviously, you should play those guys. I'm going to start saying if you should play a sneaky guy. I think the Giants, obviously, you're playing Malik Neighbors. You took him in the first round. I think Tyron Tracy is a sneaky play this week. I think Cowboys side of the ball, I think Pickens is a play. I think Javonte Williams is 100% a play this week considering how they ran the ball so close down in the goal line. I think the Cowboys are a good team. I think they could sneak in the playoffs. I think Dak's play this week as well. Bears, Lions, I think you're playing all those guys. Caleb Williams, Swift looked like he gained some muscle on Monday night. DJ Moore, you're still throwing in there. Maybe throwing Loveland too because he'll be throwing the ball a little bit more. It's going to be indoors, which would be kind of nice. Lions, obviously you're playing all those guys. Then Goff is a play. Obviously Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, Amon Ra, Laporta. You're playing all those guys. Shout out to Laporta, man. He had a good game last week. Rams, you're still going to play all those guys. I think Stafford is 100% a play this week. Stafford, obviously, Kyron's going to be an excellent play against the Titans. Puka, Devonta Adams, those guys. Titans, I think it's Pollard, and that's it. Patriots, Dolphins. Drake May should be a play. Obviously, Trayvon Henderson, Diggs, Dolphins, A-Chain. I'd say Tua. No, I wouldn't say Tua. Tyreek Hill. They're waddling this week. Let's see how he does. Niners, Saints. Who even knows, man, if Purdy plays? I forget who the backup is. I think it's Mac Jones. Mac Jones comes in. It's going to be fine. I think CMC is the only play this week. Saints, I think, I mean, it's just going to be Kamara from here on out. Bills, Jets, obviously you're going to play Josh Allen. I don't think Keon Coleman's bad throughout this week, but I think he's had a tough matchup against Sauce Gardner, so I'd be a little concerned. Khalil Shakir, if you need a tight end, throw out Kincaid. Obviously, James Cook. Jets, Fields, Breece Hall, 100% Garrett Wilson this week. They're going to have to throw the ball. Seahawks, Steelers. Throw A-Rod out there. I'd throw JSN. I'd throw DK. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Browns, Ravens, Browns, Judy, Dylan Sampson, and Fanning and Njoku. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot. Sampson's getting a lot of receptions. Ravens, obviously, is Flowers, Henry, Lamar. Maybe Mark Andrews this week. Broncos, Colts, Bo Nix, Dobbins, JT. I wouldn't throw Pittman out this week. I don't think he's having a good week. Obviously, Tyler Warren should be a play for the from here on out. That's undisputable. Panthers, Cardinals, Panthers, Tet, Chubba, that's it. Cardinals, Kyler, James Conner, Marvin Harrison. I think at some point you're going to have to sell high on James Conner because I think he's going to have back-to-back touchdowns, and it's going to be – this is against weaker opponents. I think he's going to be a sell-high guy after this week. Eagles, Chiefs, man, everybody on both sides of the ball. It's going to be an awesome game. It's going to be a ton of fun to watch. It's going to be the game of the week. Obviously, you're going to have Tom Brady and Kurt Benkart on the call. It's going to be a great one. Obviously, Mahomes. I think Hollywood Brown, obviously, if Xavier Worthy's out. I wouldn't touch the running back room in Kansas City. And, I mean, you're going to play Kelce. You kind of have to. Eagles, obviously Hurts, Smith, A.J. Brown, Goddard, Saquon, all those guys. Falcons, Vikings, I don't think Penix is an awful play this week. Drake London goes, yes. If he doesn't, Darnell Mooney should 100% be in your flex spot. Bijan, obviously you picked him first or second overall. You're going to throw him out there. I think, man, Pitts looked really good the other day. Looked a little bit faster. Was a little bit more controlled and comfortable out there, having, you know, a quarterback with a full offseason, real full offseason after last season. I think it's great for him. I think he's a play from here on out. Viking side of the ball, I think J.J. McCarthy is still well. I think Jordan Mason's going to get in the end zone. Obviously, you're playing Jefferson, and I think you're going to play Hockenson too. Buccaneers, Texans. Baker, Bucky, Buka, Evans, Texans. The Falcons are going to run the ball last week. I can't even see the Texans running the ball. Nico Collins, that's it. Chargers, Raiders, you're playing Herbert from here on out 100%. Hampton, Keenan Allen, play Quentin Johnson, your own risk, and then obviously you're playing Ladd. Raiders, Jacoby Myers, Bowers if he goes, obviously you're playing Jet T, you picked him early. Defenses I like this week, Cowboys, Rams, Pats, Niners, Bills, Steelers, Ravens, Broncos, Cardinals, Bucks, Chargers. Thursday Night Football, Commanders at Packers. Take the home team with the Packers. Jaguars, Bengals. I think Jaguars start off to a sneaky good 2-0. I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars. Giants, Cowboys, we them boys at home. Give me the boys. Russ is gone. Bears, Lions. I think the Lions bounce back when they're at home. Rams, Titans. Rams are too good right now. I'll take the Rams. Patriots, Dolphins, I will take the Dolphins. They're favored for a reason. It'll be a tough start for the Pats. Niners, Saints, I'm taking the Niners. F the Saints. Bills, Jets, obviously I'm taking the Bills. Seahawks, Steelers, take the home team. Shout out A-Rod, started 2-0. Steelers, Browns, Ravens. I mean, it's the Ravens favored by 11.5. Games will be a lot closer than you think, though. Broncos, Colts, I'll take the Broncos. I'm not going to buy in on the Colts hype this early. Panthers, Cardinals, I'll take the Cardinals. But man, give me the Panthers to cover. That is way too enticing at plus 6.5. Eagles, Chiefs, man, F the Chiefs, man. Give me the Eagles. Falcons, Vikings, I think the Vikings win, but I'm taking the Falcons for the culture. Buccaneers, Texans, I'm taking the Bucks. They're going to destroy that O-line. Chargers, Raiders, man, you could see a sneaky Raiders 2-0 start. You really could. Chargers had a lot of rest, though. I'll take the Chargers. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. If you listen this far, which is about 25 minutes, I thank you very much. If you've not followed us on our Instagram at BachFansTalk, I highly recommend you do. I'm not on the account as much as I usually am, but I'll obviously answer your questions if I see it, and I'll be glad to. If not, you can just text me some other way or the other. Thank you very much for listening. Like always, we'll see you next time.